Letterkenny is kind of the template I'm following. It's one of the Irish Cancer Society's well-known relays, and if I believe they're 13, 14 years in existence. So there's no point in us going to try and reinvent the wheel. We'll be leaning in on Letterkenny for a little bit of support along the way.
Talk us through that. I know we're probably in the early stages as of yet, but talk us through this, the event itself. And it's a 2-day event, isn't it?
Yes, it's a 24-hour event that runs over 2 days. And the tagline of it is that cancer never sleeps, so neither do we. And what it's about mobilising teams, which will include cancer survivors, their families, anybody that's impacted, and, you know, just the general public to come together, register teams, come together and take part in this, what I believe is going to be an amazing event.
I've been to the one in Letterkenny a few times before, and certainly I think you'd agree, Monica, that it's a real roller coaster of emotions. There's a lot of sadness, but a lot of happiness as well over the course of the weekend.
Well, what I believe this event will bring, it will bring in an abundance of support for the person who's experiencing on their cancer journey. And I believe that, you know, we're going to have a candle of hope and stuff where the survivor is really the main focal point of this whole event. We're going to be doing a survivor wall where we're going to ask all the registered survivors to come along, bring a photograph, and it's going to be a survivor wall of hope. Our candle ceremony, which is a candle of hope, is where we can write a message to those who we miss, those who we're supporting, and to those who are going through their journey. And it's a privilege for me to be part of this, and I'm just so excited about it.
How can people who might be interested in taking part, how can they register and get in touch with yourselves?
They can go on to the Irish Cancer Society or just go into Google and type in Relay for Life. You'll come straight onto the website, and then Sligo has its own dedicated website. We have an email address, which is relayforlifesligo@gmail.com. As the committee is fully volunteer, you will get responded to, and possibly quite quickly, but we would like people to bear in mind that it is a volunteer-led event. And I've been so fortunate in pulling together an absolutely amazing committee. And Councillor Anne Higgins is the chair of that event. And when I approached Anne to see would she come on board, there was no doubt or no hesitation in her response, as has been with every other member who has come on to our amazing committee.